Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 12-1-2023. And the rumors of my demise have been overstated so far. But I'm still here. Now, just to let you know, I do have severe lung cancer. For those who have not listened for a while, I'm picking up, and I know other people are coming online hearing about that. I've been on air and that type of thing. And may the Lord Jesus bless you and protect you against all evil. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And let me tell you this. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass before the end is not yet. But nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Ladies and gentlemen, these are just the beginning of the sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I'm going to repeat that. That's verse 13, Matthew 24, red letter edition. Lord Jesus is saying this. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure till the end. That doesn't sound like you're going to get out of there in your lazy boy recliner with a six-pack in the side pocket, does it? And just watch everything from heaven. You're going to be here. I believe you're going to be here. And if you're not, that would be a blessing for you. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and them that shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, interesting name, although it's with an A, isn't it? Abomination, not abomination, but who knows? The abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, never shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. And you just think about that. No flesh be saved on the planet. There'll be billions and billions dead. Billions! And except those days should be shortened, there should be no, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. Those days shall be shortened, but for the elect's sake. That doesn't mean just anybody who says, oh, I'm a Christian, or I go to church, or, you know, what have you. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall any unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give forth her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty strong stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus, read the Bible, get the red letter edition, get the big print so you can really see it and see it better than old Hawk can see it right now. But I'll tell you what, if you look at what's going on, if you look at what's going on, I'm going to tell you, the next pandemic is already afoot, isn't it? The next pandemic is already afoot, and it starts in China. And oh, there are some differences about what created, you know, who, where the disease comes from, but it's a new, pneumonia type thing that's hitting children and teenagers and what have you. Now, I've heard from good old Dr. Siegel from Fox, whatever the CDC told him today, I think is half baloney too, because he's the one that we knew more about what was going on in China with the COVID-19 from October on, when they first released it in Wuhan at the games, for the special operations games in Wuhan. And then my old buddy who sails around on a sailing vessel, and you know who you are on your sailing vessel, he was in Wuhan because he might be of that grouping of type folk. And he said that they also turned on the, in Wuhan back in that October at that time of the special operations games, they turned on the 5G so hard that the hair in the back of your head stood up, and your neck and your arms and everything, to start to step out. So now we're going again, and now this stuff is already gone. And as they say, it's different. But I'm going to tell you what, it's all from the same jaws of the same hellish, damn, allegedly Bill Gates and other people financed, and Fauci financed, and all the different Luciferian financing, bankers financing, all of this crap, all of this research, all of this biological and chemical research stuff. And all of this stuff is there. And then now we see that we have it in the Netherlands. And they're calling it what? Now, isn't this industry? White lung pneumonia. White lung pneumonia. And then also, in Denmark and Scandinavia, and then now also in Massachusetts, and also in Ohio, and next day it'll be next to you somewhere, and hopefully the children are not going to be sick and catch it. But I'm going to tell you, start to do whatever it is you do right now to proof up the immune systems of your children and get them in where you can to make sure that they don't do it. Because some of this, they say, is resistant now to antibiotics. But I will say this. All I know is that I would take my chances perhaps with some kind of antiviral. Now, I do know that colloidal silver, which was the antiviral and antibiotic at the first turn of the century, of the 20th century, in the doctor's bags, that I think that it will also kill viruses, bacteria, and different bugs out in the world here, in the water and what have you. I suggest that you start perhaps looking into colloidal silver or mesosilver, and stevequayle.com. Go down to the mesosilver banner, click on that, and order you some up. And there's all kind of places to answer and get questions answered on it. The whole nine yards. Meso, M-E-S-O, silver. But any kind of other thing. Dr. Cass Ingram. Remember Dr. Cass? And the different compounds we talked about with him, and how he talked about the life-saving cures, his book, Life-Saving Cures. And I tell you, I turn right to a page here that is also ongoing as we now speak it. Oil of oregano is what Dr. Cass Ingram, just to remind you of it, oil of oregano. Dr. Cass Ingram had a severe viral infection, and he was dying. He eventually went, because I heard Dr. Cass Ingram say this. He went to Mayo Clinic, and they told him to get his stuff in order, get his business at home, and get his affairs in order. And they sent him back home. They said they couldn't cure it, or they couldn't deal with it. I don't know what the particular virus was, but Dr. Cass Ingram said he went back home, and he lived in suburban Chicago area, out northwest suburbs, Buffalo Grove, as I recall. And he went there, and he was talking to somebody, his neighbor, and the neighbor was from Greece. And all of a sudden they brought him over some of this oil of oregano from an island in Greece and gave him, and he started taking that. Within a few days, he started to feel better. He then got North American herbs and spices and had them to research it and to look into it. And then he went over to find the best quality of the oil of oregano from which island in the Greek islands and that kind of area over there to do it. So it will cure. It will kill viruses, bacteria, and other, you know, protozoa and different stuff that's in the water. And I'll tell you what, you might acquire some of that just to be on the safe side, and you take it. Something you just take when you eat your supper or eat your breakfast or eat your lunch. Take one or two of them. Take the colloidal, the meso silver, and get on it before you get sick. Try to boost everything up and to try to eliminate stuff from the system. Because if this white lung syndrome or this white lung pneumonia comes down the pike and gets into the children, we're going to have a lot of trouble. There's going to be a lot of trouble, and we don't know about it. Now, I talked to you last night about Denver, Colorado. Allegedly, Denver, Colorado is already, from what I understand, administering. That means they're giving you the shots, administering an Ebola vaccine. Ebola vaccine. That is the next one down the pike, I believe, after this current one that's ongoing now. And there could be 2, 3, 4, 5 of these things. And the Great Tribulation, Jesus just said, we read it to you. If the time were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. So do not wait till you get sick and try to cure something. Stay up front of it. Stay in front of the deal as best you can. As best you can. And pray to the Lord Jesus. And while I'm at it right now, anybody, people say, well, Hawk, what should we pray? I tell them, pray to Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come and see old Hawk. Come and see old Hawk, Lord. And will you provide him with a medical miracle? Remove the cancer from his body. Empower him to breathe properly and to have deep breathing and also then restore him completely back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and for any out there with cancer, I will say the same thing. Any of you with cancer, any of you with heart problems, any of you with blood clots, whatever it is you have, I say, Lord Jesus, you know who they are. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Touch them right now. Remove the cancer from their bodies. Improve their cardiovascular systems. And Lord Jesus, restore them back to health. Restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you saw yesterday, we talked about it a little last night. And that stinking Blinken Lincoln and Gajinkin or whatever his name is, basically goes and tells Netanyahu that they can't be blowing up Gaza and fighting the Hamas like they're doing that and killing any innocent civilians. Otherwise, they're going to be what they're basically, he was telling them is the United States will not support them. So that means you're going to have no support for Netanyahu in Israel. And that's Biden. Joe Beijing Biden. Working for the Luciferian scumbag fallen angel. Now, everything, all the stock market went up, way up. Gold and things are starting to go up. And much thanks to Lady J down there in the Smokies in the Blue Ridge. God bless you, Lady J. Lady J is the one that has, down in that area, really gone after people and told people about canning their own food and all the different stuff. It's created a whole marvelous movement down there. I'm just one-on-one people. And I will say this. Lady J, you do a real good job down in there, and God bless you. The U.S. military study on post-vaccination myocarditis has been released. All kind of people got this myocarditis. All kind of people are getting turbo cancers. All kind of people getting all kind of diseases. And God bless you to my buddy out there in old California. One of them anyway. He had a son that had a motto on a black band that said, never give up. And this guy right here, he was one of the old school buddies, you know. He was from Bravo Company. And I forget the outfit, but they were in the bad bush. And they got surrounded by North Vietnamese and the Kong, and they kept fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and then there was an armored column that went to try to save them and started to bust through the bushes to come to get them. And they were stacking their own men up to hide behind to fight. And this guy is a real deal. He is a grunt. Craig, Bravo Company, God bless you, brother. And hello to you tonight. And he says, you sounded very strong last night. We're still beating the drum for you. Thank you, sir. Now, there's all kind of people who've contacted me and, you know, sent me cards and letters and emails. And I can't list everybody's name out, but I will say this. I'm feeling every prayer that gets sent and every prayer that you make. I'm feeling all of it, and it's fantastic. And I'm telling you, my voice is better, although I'm still very tired and what have you. And it seems like you can't get away from the hospital anymore. I mean, it's just like got to go and, you know, get to the next thing and the next deal and the next deal and the next deal and the next deal. And all it is it's just wild and crazy and money going out the water hole, I'm telling you. I will say this. Brother Steve Quayle has got gold and silver for you. He's got all of his books. I'll tell you what, this Mexico, his Mexican expedition stuff is just incredible. You want to get your children or your grandkids or your niece or nephews, you want to get them excited about what he's got on there and to show them actually starting from scratch and digging down and finding artifacts that show ancient aliens and their relationship to the people in Mexico. Incredible stuff. Now, we also have Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, and I'll just take time out right now to talk about them. They've been long-time missionaries in Indochina and other places, long time, and in Vietnam and Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, and Myanmar or Burma. You have Montagnard tribes, and these guys have been working with the Montagnards. The Yards, they used to call them, for all you Vietnam guys. They've been working with the Yards for years. And now they have been providing Bibles and songbooks in their own dialects because each village has a little slightly different dialect. And then they also have been helping them to build a church because the home church of the household got so large and big they had to build a small church out back. But Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return anything to you 10,000-fold. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Because I'll tell you what, any assistance is most needed and most wanted. It could be sent to Hawk. Federal Reserve notes, silver, bit of gold, palladium, platinum, could be a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You've kept me on and helped keep me on for almost 20 years now, 19-plus years since Brother Quayle put me on. And I've heard from some old-timers who have listened that long. I will say this. things are getting ready to blow up pretty quick here, I believe. And these banks and all of this stuff and the Fed and all the different things are getting ready to go bye-bye or to go into some wild, woolly stuff. Hello to Michael S. God bless you, brother. He says, you're strong with Lord Jesus. We appreciate all you do. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys, too. Let me tell you. Now, I'm going to look right here for something real quick because I wanted to go down. I thought I had it right here. Let's see. Ah, yes. Rice. Rice nears 15-year high as the global food crisis is much worse. Listen. It's much worse than 2008. Rice prices are on the verge of hitting new 15-year highs as the damage effects of the El Nino weather phenomenon across Asia have damaged farmlands, leading to dwindling supplies. Thai white rice, 5% broken, has hit $640 per ton this week. These levels are back to levels not seen since October 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think you might want to go to Costco or Sam's Club? You think you might want to go to Costco and Sam's Club and get you one of them big carts and get you some of them big 25-pound bags of rice and put them on the cart along with all kind of canned goods and stack them up? Because I'm going to tell you what, rice will last a long time. If you want to put it in food buckets, that's fine. The white rice will last longer, and no, it doesn't have the nutrients as the brown rice. However, it is a ration. You take that. You take Dinty Moore beef stew. You take chunky soup, Progresso soup, and you heat that stuff right on top of that old rice and cook it all up, and you got something to fight on. You got something you can go into jiu-jitsu or judo or boxing or karate or, as my wife, which I'm going to, no, I shouldn't tell that. Yeah, I should. My wife is a brown belt in Taekwondo. So you think you've chose her to get to me? She'll kick your butt. She'll kick your butt and hand it to you like two loaves of bread, all right? So let me tell you, rice nearing 15-year global high. And other things will do that too. And I'll tell you what. Thai rice from Brazil and the Philippines continues to rise. Prices are being pushed up as top producer countries run low on supplies and the demand is increasing elsewhere. They say we're selling well now because Vietnam is low on stocks. Chukiat, who's from Chukiat, Opus Wangsi, honorary president of the Thai Rice Exporters Association, he says that Vietnam is low on their stocks of rice. And he said Chukiat's group sets the weekly price for 5% broken. He says, we provided readers with enough understanding that rice, which is critical to the diets of billions of people worldwide, was headed for a shortage. Go get you some rice. Go get you some rice. Go get you some rice. Put it back. Stack it on the pallet. Put it into the plastic cans, plastic drums that you can seal them up. Put the oxygen absorber in them, whatever it is, or just stack it up. You can get the brown rice too. Put it into the plastic cans, put the oxygen absorber, and you can also use in these things food grade, diatomaceous earth. But it's got to be food grade. And that will keep bugs and stuff from being in there. But you can put it in the plastic pails, seal them up with the oxygen absorbers, or with the diatomaceous earth, and seal them up and put it back. But you need to start eating that and grilling, ready to eat that. But if you got cans of Denny Moore beef stew, you got cans of Progresso soup, and oh, they got such good ones, chunky soup. And I know it's not always the best quality stuff in the world. You might look at it and say, well, I want to make mine from scratch. Well, then by also do so, but get all of the ingredients you need. But the canned goods will last a long time. The canned goods will last a long time. And then if you can get Mountain House or Alpenair or Wise or for Patriots or whatever freeze-dried food that you can get or dehydrated food, get yourself some freeze-dried food. 25 years of life, and you can, you know, it doesn't weigh as much. And whatever it is you do, you're going to have to continue like it's really, 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 really for real. Really, really, really for real. So that's all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is you better do it. And you better keep doing it. Now, I wanted to go to Quail, and I want to see what the gold and silver was tonight. Steve Quail's got a real new real-time precious metal prices. You go down there and scroll down his page, you click down, and then just scroll down again once you get there. And here we go. Gold. 2073.95. Gold is up today, $36.78 an ounce. Gold is up $36.78 an ounce today, up 1.81%, 2073.95. You ain't seen nothing yet where that's going to go. Go ahead and get it. Don't wait till it drops down to, you know, to, because it ain't never going to get back to. And you know what Steve Quail told you to buy gold at? I remember because I used to listen to him back then. I've listened to him since Johnstown, Colorado, and Blueprint for Survival, and all the different shows and short waves and stuff he was on. And still to today, because he's my buddy, and he put me on air. And then I took over one of his nights of his show back then, and then the second night. And I'm still on today, nearly 20 years later. Thanks to you and thanks to the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven. But 2073.95 today, Steve Quail told people to buy gold when it was $350 an ounce. $350 an ounce. It's now 2073.95. Now, isn't that something? What if you had gone back then and jumped on it big time and just put it in the safe? Now, silver. Silver today, $25.55 an ounce. $25.55 an ounce. Up 20 cents per ounce. Almost, it's 0.80% up today. Almost 1% in one day. Silver, $25.55 per ounce. Platinum, $945.83 per ounce. Platinum. $945.83, up $11.39, 1.23% up today. Ladies and gentlemen, the metals are starting to move because this thing is about ready to go wild weasel. But you can't wait till it goes wild weasel before you get to get the all of the food or the water purification or before you get the gold or the silver or what have you. Go to Steve Quail, Quayle.com, and look up there and see what you got. And get a hold of them, and you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840, and you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And if you want to get you some gold or some silver, or platinum or palladium, they can do that. And they can do it fairly quickly because they have locker storage of it in various centralized locations. And then you scroll on down You can watch the video trailer of the Mexico Expeditions. And then it's Gen 6, G-E-N-6, S-I-X Productions, the Mexico Expeditions. You can pre-order the DVD there, Alien Artifacts Unearthed. Alien Artifacts Unearthed. The incredible Mexican digs that they're doing is just out of sight. Out of sight, ladies and gentlemen. Out of sight. So then after that, you go on down and you'll find Mezzo Silver I talked about. And then you go on down, there's old Hawk down there at the bottom. Listen to Hawk Radio. Click here. But get any book that Steve still has. Now, I got an old bodyguard here with me again tonight. Had him back here a while back. And I just bring him in from time to time when I hear little stirrings out in the hustings and in the bushes and behind little walls. And when I hear little stuff about the possibilities of different things, I bring the old bodyguard in. Badass son of a buck. I ain't going to tell you what he does or who he is or anything. But he comes in from out of town, badass to the max. Hand-to-hand, rifle, shotgun, pistol, or iron crowbar, I guarantee you. And he reminded me to tell people, you had better go get ammunition like you cannot believe you need it. Thousands of rounds if you can afford it. If you have a big 401k or you got big stock accounts and bank accounts, and you've already bought your food, the first thing you need a Berkey water purification system and extra filters, or Pure, or K9, or whatever. If you can't get the Berkeys were out of stock for a while, but try and get it quick. And then you need long-term storage food and canned goods. If you have a year's supply, that is not that much. If you got a 3.5-year tribulation, great tribulation of 3.5 years, don't you think you might need 3 to 4 years of food? Don't you think you might need 3 to 4 years of food if you can afford it? But we all know that a lot of us don't have more than 50 cents to walk around the block with. Or, you know, you're sitting there and you're getting ready to pour out a lot of bills to the hospital or whatever it is. But you got to, if you can, get what you can and get ammunition as well. Get medical supplies, bandages, gauze, field dressings, the colloidal silvers, all of the over-the-counter medicines, the aspirins, the different things, the Tylenols. If you have prescriptions, see if you can get your 120 days or 90 days of prescription pills. And stock them up. Get colloidal silver from Mezzo Silver. You can get a carboy, a big, like a 5-gallon carboy jug. Or you can get various different types of jugs. But you got to get your ammunition to protect all the other things that you're stockpiling and putting back. Now, for the ladies, you may not be shooters, but I'm going to tell you what. Anybody who wishes to protect their pantry and to protect their children or their grandchildren or their nieces or nephews or to protect the old husband who's out and about outside looking down the scope at what's coming down the lane, if you want to help to protect them, even the ladies who maybe not normally shooters, I suggest that you can acquire a 9mm pistol or at least a Ruger 380 small Colt pistol, something such as that. And there are real good handbags that have an end pocket that you can slip the gun right in the end pocket to where it can be drawn out. Take a look at these things. If you can only get one firearm for a household, get a 12-gauge pump, shotgun. Get number 4 buck, double odd buck. but also get number two, number four, number six regular shot so that you can shoot squirrels or pheasant or duck or geese or what have you. Quail. Not Steve, but just quail in the field. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is I have to keep telling you and telling you this because so many people have done it and others have not done it. Others have not done it. But you're going to need more than 20 or 50 rounds. But if that's all you can get, start with that. If all you can get is one more can or two more cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup, then start with that. If that's all you can do, start with it and get yourself another ration for another day. Get more water out of the bottled water. Put it back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to keep doing this right now or we're going to have some problems, I think, here pretty quick. So like they say, oh, here was the article today Steve posted. I just saw it. They're using the COVID playbook all over again. This time it's white lung syndrome to steal the 2024 election. And then the communist Chinese and their closest communists of the U.S. Democratic Party are using the COVID-19 playbook all over again. All over again. You think Trump's going to win? He might win the nomination. But I'll tell you what I think will happen. I think that they will see at least one conviction somewhere. I don't know where it'll be, New York or Atlanta or wherever it's going to be. And then I think they're going to try to knock him off a lot of ballots. Or they'll just pound and pound and pound the PR against him. Or you want to know the real story that could happen? We go to nuclear-type war in this Gog-Magog war, Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. We go into a war-like scenario where a nuke goes off somewhere, big-time stuff starts worldwide, and it goes around the globe and around the globe. And at that point in time, Biden will stay president. He doesn't have to get reelected. He'll stay president, ladies and gentlemen, and then or Washington, D.C. will be done away with and be gone. New York City, be gone. So what are you going to do? You better be out there with your own spider hole, with your own shelter in your basement, with your cave down the road, the cave down the road that you've got storage goods in there and that you have gone into and you're now living in. With the RV, you know, the RV at a certain place in the woods. With the, you're in a city, maybe you're in a suburban area where you got the different parking garages with 3, 4, 5, 6 decks. Get that parking garage and go into a middle deck. Go into a middle deck and get by a back wall. So even if you get the fallout, even if you get the nuclear blast in your area and the fallout, you're going to be protected from that. And I will say this. Holly Dale. Dare to prepare. You could go to standale.com too. Go up there and look at Holly's section. She has a lot of her old stuff about what food, what tools, what medical supplies, all of the different things that you need to put back and how much of it. Also, the book by the Hoags. No such thing as doomsday. No such thing as doomsday. There's all kind of good books that show you all of the different prep lists and all the things. And may you, ladies and gentlemen, really go after it starting tonight and start to get it. Where you can, look for things. When you can, look for things even locally. Because you might be able to find it. You might be able to find it locally. And then that way you don't risk, in some cases, although, like Steve Quick, you get your stuff overnight or a couple days or 1 or 2 days. But some people got a long time before they get it to you. And we all know about that. So you don't want to do that too much. You don't want it to stay out there too long. If you can find a local, find it local. Find it local. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You see the metals moving. There's a reason they're moving. And now we're back at war in Gaza. Back in war in Gaza. Now, here you go. We got an XRP patriot. He said, I'm from Ohio, and I'm hearing that the 100% of the children with the white lung disease are vaccinated children. Very interesting. Very interesting, isn't it? You see this. I'm reading this here, too. Yep, same thing. Same thing about the children being vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let this get into your home, get into your kids, and talk to your kids straightforwardly, even the young ones, about washing their hands with soap frequently. Do things at home to make sure that they have the most boosted immune systems possible. You can put in a few eyedroppers of mesosilver in water or juice. Put it in there. Give it to the children. That will help them. It doesn't give you any kind of a problem or any kind of a deal. You know, for colloidal silver to be toxic, I once saw the study on it. They said that you would have to drink 54 gallons of it in a week before it was toxic. Well, I think that was actually less toxic than water by itself, or about the same. So if you drank 54 gallons of water in a week, it would be toxic to you. Don't drink that much. Put a few eyedroppers or two or three eyedroppers a day in the water of the mezzo silver. Oil of oregano, take it. Take your multiple vitamins, the different vitamins, and the Vit-C, the B100 complex, the 400 IU vitamin E. This is like a synergy. B100 complex. 500 or 1,000 vitamin C, natural if you can get it. About 400 IU plant-based E if you can get it. And then you need to have calcium, magnesium. And there's good even at Walgreens or CVS, you have the good one brand with the yellow label. You got calcium, magnesium, and zinc in one formula. And if you take about three of those, I think you get about 900 to 1,000 calcium and about 500 to 600 of magnesium. And then you get approximately... I think 45 of the zinc. I also, in my personal case, because of knees and different stuff, I take glucosamine and chondroitin. Glucosamine and chondroitin. All right? Because that helps to build up. Glucosamine and chondroitin helps to build up the tissue in the knee to prevent it from grinding or from being hurt. And it bumps up the strength of the knees or the elbows or whatever joint you have that you got a problem with there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. I want you to be well prepared. I want you to have a spider hole. I want you to have a shelter somewhere. I want you to be in the woods with your RV tucked back in. And with some kind of a shelter, you know, or on a farm with not a grain bin. With a cave. On a farm with a cave where you can take your milk where you can take your cream and make cottage cheese and put it on the little thing there. But you can also put your stuff there. But one of the old caves with a concrete top hut or what have you, that type of thing is excellent. Now, consequently, ladies and gentlemen, however it is you can store it, you need to be having something, and not 500 miles away, not 1,000 miles away, but down the road 10 miles, down the road 5 miles, maybe up to 30, 40, 50, maybe, if you get enough time frame. But be prepared to stay in your own basement or garage or wherever you got your own stuff right now. And you better be prepared to do that, and you better have your rifle, your shotguns, your handguns loaded. And let me tell you what, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazine, because they're coming to get you. They're coming to grab you. You don't want them to let them get your children. And ladies, you don't want them to grab your old mean husbands who play golf all the time. You need to get them ready to help to defend you and defend your food, defend your medical supplies. So all I know, ladies and gentlemen, you can also eat a little elderberry, as my friend the Crazy Horse says. Now, old Crazy Horse is one tough and smart, and I'll just use it because it's not a detriment to him, Indian or Indian. He is a real American Indian, Native American, and he knows what he's talking about. And I'm going to tell you what, if he can't hit you with the rifle, then he'll wait till you come on down his lane and he'll take care of you with one of five or six knives. You know what I'm saying? Slip, slip, slip goes the old knife grip, right? But he's the real deal, and one of my friends. And all you people out there who are my friends, God bless you. God bless all the prayers and all the cards and letters and all the stuff and the emails. And you can reach me, email RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And what did I say earlier? Anything is most needed and welcome. Send a card, a letter. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all of you out there. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Let him know what Hawk sent you. If you can pick up some gold or silver or get any of Steve's books. His books are so wonderful to read and to give to the kids. But get the kids the Mexico Expeditions material so that they can see it. So they can see it. And get excited by it. And get his Giants book. Steve Quayle, Genesis 6, Giants. Your children, your grandkids will go nuts on that material because it's all based upon biblical truths. And giants that were in the Bible, in Genesis 6. And then you can read them the Bible. And get them the old King James. I still like the old King James. Not the new one, the old one. And get the red letter edition in the big print. Red letter edition in the big print. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Sharpen the K-bars and load the mags. Have it all ready to go. Go out tonight, go out tomorrow. And get it ready. Get one more item. One more thing, one more can of Dinty Moore beef stew. All I know is you better do it, because you can't say that Hawk didn't tell you to do it. And old Craig W., that you guys out there do all kind of cool stuff, my brother. All kind of cool stuff. And get ready, because you guys need water as well. Deserts need water. get a hold of the Berkey purification, water purification system. You got to get a hold of them some way or another. Or Katadyn, the best Katadyn. Katadyn Combis and that kind of stuff. Or Pure, P-U-R. You got Aquarain, different stuff, other different filters as well. But get them and get them, and if nothing else, get the containers and stuff so you can boil the water, and then add colloidal silver to the water. I don't know when it's going to happen or what, but something big is going to pop like you won't believe. Something big is going to pop like you won't believe, ladies and gentlemen. And while you're thinking about Christmas gifts, think about warm things, thin slate, rabbit fur in the gloves, whatever it might be, long handle polypropylene underwear. Get the military type, you know, or the Chinese, get the silk underwear and get the layered looks, get the layered stuff. And I want to say this again to you. When they come, and somebody will come at some point, biker gangs, street gangs, Red Chinese, Russian Spetsnaz, just the bad people in the neighborhood who come in and try to get your stuff or to take you out, or some U.S. government entity or some U.S. government military thing that is not the good guys or Canadians or whoever it might be. And when they come and they have bad intentions, and they come, then I'm going to tell you what. You fight them tooth and nail. You fight them in the hedgerows. You got your tiger pit. You lure them around the corner, drop them in the tiger pit, and go bam, bam, bam. You then use whatever you got. Your K-bars, your rifles, your shotguns, your nines, your 40s, your 45s. And don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. You fight them tooth and nail. You stick your finger in your eyeball and pluck it out. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Warrant's Old Drive, God bless you all. Road and Track and Little L. Road and Track and Little L. Lord Jesus loves you. And you guys stay on your studies, but have your daddy show how to show you how to shoot that .22 rifle or to shoot the .22 pistol. And have him teach you how to wrestle or box. You're already taking your good old Muay Thai. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May Lord Jesus protect you and bless you.